Ireson, who's founder and president of the Population Media Centre. The moderator was CU Professor Mustafa Nassim. For all of the KGNU Conference on World Affairs panel discussions, go to news.kgnu.org. Thanks for listening to Hemispheres.
And the conference continues this week. You can go to colorado.edu/CWA for details and the full schedule. This is Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
And welcome. It's 7 o'clock and time for Cabaret. Thank you for joining us here on KGNU, and we're in the live performance studio. This will be a fun evening because our guests are Reverend Freak Child and the Angel Headed Hipsters. So, guys, thanks for coming.
All right.
And we'll chat a little bit after a couple of songs, two or three songs.
Sure. Right? All right. On with the cabaret. Hey, thanks for having us. This is a little tune called All I Got Is Now. Tripping all night long, trying to figure out what might go wrong. I'm waking up and my mind's a mess. That's cause I keep forgetting life's preciousness. Yeah, or yesterday's a history, tomorrow's are a mystery. All I got is now, but I keep forgetting that somehow. Well, let's all face it, yeah, we all's gotta die. Ain't nobody come back from that except maybe Jesus on high. Oh, precious impermanence, yeah, got an attitude of gratitude. Just gotta live my life here and stop asking why. Yeah, cause yesterday's a history, tomorrows are a mystery. All I got is now, but I keep forgetting that somehow. Yeah, come on, Jimmy. Seeking God in yourself, that's just a kind of emptiness, yeah. But if you can want just what you get, I tell you, people, that's the best thing I've found yet, yeah. Cause yesterday's a history, oh, tomorrow's are a mystery, yeah. Yes, yesterday's a history. Forgetting that somehow. Well, just remember, whatever you might do, good, bad, or beautiful, it's gonna come back on you. So you find yourself in a real hellish place. Better appeal to the better angels of your being and move on through that space. Yeah, cause yesterday's a history. Tomorrow's are a mystery. All I got is now. Yes, yeah. Yesterday's a history. Oh, tomorrow's are a mystery. All I got is now. Mystery. All I got is now, but I keep forgetting that somehow. Hey, my name's Reverend Freakchild. I think you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins now. Yes. Wow, crazy. Expanding, just like the universe. Hey, and that was a tune called All I Got Is Now, but I think we're going to do something from the Deep in the Blues Chestnut catalog. And our friend and harmonica player extraordinaire, Mr. Double Shot Jimmy, is going to do the lead on this one. I think, what are we going to do, Little Red Rooster?
Little Red Rooster.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
I'm the little red rooster.
Yeah.
Too lazy to crow today. I'm the little red rooster. Too lazy to crow today. Keep everything in the bone, y'all. Upset and every way. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl.
Come on.
Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange cat people. You're the red rooster on the prowl. Little red rooster, please drive him home. Yeah, if you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't no peace in the barnyard, yo. Since my little red rooster come and gone. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Yeah. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch you strange guy people. Little red rooster on the prowl.
Out there in Radio Land. Ow. Get in touch with your inner animal. Ow.
Meow.
All right, all right. It's old Chester Burnett Chestnut there. Late great Howlin' Wolf, but Jimmy's doing dustus to that, man. We're trying to get in the blues tradition here. I know it's early in the week, but you might be having a tough Tuesday. Yeah. I think we're going to do a little, Jimmy, going to do another one for us, man?
Time Waits, maybe.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Time Waits song. Yeah. It's not that old, but it sounds old.
It's cold, it's cold, it's cold.
It's cold, it's really cold. Thank you. this morning in the cold water, cold water, cold water. Woke up this morning in the cold water, cold water, it's cold. The police at the station and they don't look friendly. They don't look friendly, don't look friendly. The police at the station and they don't look friendly. Don't look friendly, they don't. Blind the cripple. Shot the door, I'm reading the Bible for the wobble. Oh, price feed them, they're in my rug, and I sleep like a baby with the snakes and the bugs. And I, doors are open, but I ain't got no money. Ain't got no money, well, I ain't got no money. Doors are open, but I ain't got no money. Ain't got no money while I ain't found an old dog and seems to like me, seems to like me, seems to like me. Found an old dog and seems to like me, seems to like me, it seems. Seen them fellas with the cardboard signs, saving up a little money for a bottle of wine. Begging on the freeway is about as hard as it gets, you know. Him and in the graveyard, it was cool and still. Stepped in the grave and it was cool and still, it was cool. Slept all night in a cedar grove. I was born to ramble, mama, born to roll. Some cats are looking for the holy grail, but there ain't nothing sweeter than riding the rail. Seven, 24, should be away like the time before. Just by the, so I'm watching TV in the furniture store, and I woke up this morning in the cold water, in the cold water, cold water. I woke up this morning in the cold water. Cold water in the cold. Woke up this morning in cold water, it was cold. Woke up this morning in the cold water.
Reverend Freak Child and the Angel-Headed Hipsters. Nice.
Right on, right on.
I told you it was going to be fun.
Yeah, man.
Improvise.
So Reverend Freak Child on the guitar.
Hey, thank you,
vocals.
Sir.
Vocals. Jimmy?
Yeah?
I missed the...
Double shot, Jimmy.
Sorry about that.
Same twice. If you say it twice, double shot, Jimmy. That's actually four shots then, I think.
And then Nolan on the hand drum.
Well, we like to call him Shariputra, but...
Peaches
sometimes.
Peaches.
Yeah, that won't fit on the marquee, though.
Harry Putra.
All right.
Yeah.
So you guys, how did you guys gather together?
Well,
you've been playing together for a few years?
Yeah.
So you down the coffee shop.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was last lifetime, but two lifetimes ago, Shariputra and I saw each other, and we recognized each other from a precious rebirth in the Himalayan hills of Tibet.
Oh, I want to get to genres.
Oh, genre.
Now, I looked up, and we were talking about Wikipedia. I did see in a Wikipedia. Blues, country blues, psychedelic blues, roots rock.
Yeah. Hey, man, those are all just like conceptual labels, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're into labels, man, you know? But, you know, most people ask me, I don't know why, the British accent there, I don't know why, I just got possessed for a second. Most people ask me...
Let's try some Arkansas accents.
I thought I was in the wrong studio for
a second. Yeah, most people ask me what kind of music you play, I just say good music, man. You know
I agree.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's only two kinds, good and bad.
Country and Western, right.
Nice.
No, my dad turned me on to the blues. My mom tried to turn me into a classical pianist when I was a kid, and that didn't really take. You know, there was a lot of like, I don't hear you practicing in there. You know, and then my dad would drive me around, and we'd put on Muddy Waters, you know, and Howlin' Wolf, and, you know, a little Neil Diamond, some ABBA. You know, it was the 70s after all, but like it was rock and roll and blues, and that like equated fun to me. And so, you know, I went through a lot of stuff, punk rock and classic rock and played with jam bands, all kinds of different stuff. And
when Is that where roots rock comes in?
Yeah, I think so. Root rock, you know, that's sort of like, I think people call that Americana now, you know. It's like blues for white people. But anyway, but it's kind of country and rock and roll, and you can't deny any of those influences, you know. But like, you know, like Willie Dixon said, you know, it's like the blues is the roots. Everything else is the fruits, you know what I'm saying? So when I re-encountered the blues, it made a lot of sense to me. My dad had, you know, really weaned me on that. Plus, I, you know, all the psychedelic drugs I did and all that classical music, that's a whole different story. But tonight, we're focusing on the blues.
We can cut that up.
Yeah.
Edit that in sloppy taste. Blues. I've been hearing that term lately.
Wasabi?
Sloppy.
Oh, sloppy. Swamp. Blue.
Swamp, kind of like a... blues. It's like white people trying to do blues.
Hey, but man.
No, I shouldn't say that.
No, that's true, because you can't deny that there is some cultural, you know, ramifications for any kind of art form, you know what I mean? And we're indebted to a lot of great African-Americans that came up, and not only from the Delta, like Son House and Robert Johnson, but Texas bluesmen, you know, like Blind Lemon Jefferson, you know, Blind Willie Johnson. But people like Muddy Waters that brought it up from the Delta, brought it to Chicago, and honed it into what, you know, we think of as blues today, you know, Buddy Guy, and then now bringing it into, you know, roots rock and the rock and roll, you know, Eric Clapton and all the 60s guys, you know, which I really encountered the influence of blues, you know, and that whole idea of like jazz, you know, it had to go over to Europe, and those people like, hey man, this is some good stuff right in your backyard, and then it came back here and be like, yeah, oh my god, this is great stuff right here, you know. So, you know, I make a pilgrimage to the Delta every year, and it's just a wild wild place down there, man. You know, a lot of great music and something in the water down there, but nothing to say anything wrong about Boulder, Colorado. Here we're loving the, you know, the blues and the...
Where y'all based out of?
Right here.
Really?
Yeah, Boulder.
So Wikipedia was wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a lot of enemies, you know, you got many disguises, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see that too.
Yeah. Wanted in 49 states, that's why he's here.
Right.
The word is out. So let's move into some spoken word smith by
yes.
Timmy D.
Yeah, we'd like to introduce our friend here, Timmy D, the famous Boulder poet. And he'll be read. I think, are these in your old book? No, these are new poems.
No, these are not in my book.
Okay.
My book came out, brought me out of the poetry closet. It's something I kept kind of secret.
Yeah.
This book got published and got response and feedback, and I decided I really like this stuff and, you know, started, I got to read in public and got to share it and got to do some open mics and met the Reverend, and we had a conversation about doing some collaboration, and I've been doing stuff based on that conversation for a while.
Yeah.
And what I look at, I just started writing songs, which I don't know how to write, but basically that meant I went back to high school rhyming poetry.
I have to tell you, I was blown away, not only by Timmy reading some poems over at the Innisfree. Is it the Innisfree?
Yeah.
Are there some books available over there, or it's just at the Beat Bookstore there?
Beat Bookstore probably has some, unless Tom has sold all of them,
right?
But I don't think that's happened.
Right here in Boulder.
My mom didn't buy all of them. I forbade her from doing that.
So, but I was blown away, man. And then I got the book and I was blown away again, you know. And then we talked and we really, it was a conversation about what is sort of the line between a poem and a song, you know, and something, bringing something off the page. And where does the lyric end and the beat of the rhythm of the syllables start to take over, and then where does the melody come in, you know? And so Timmy and I have been working on some stuff, which is just, it's a whole nother ball game, man. So I think we're going to do one that's more of a poetry kind of a feel, and then one more that's like a song kind of feel. So
Yeah, so the first one is like, I would call it a straight poem, but I believe there's a lot of music in the words, so I've asked these guys, the hipsters, to do some shimmery background music so they don't throw off my...
We will shimmer on.
The music of my writing, my poetry, so... So this is a poem called Mysterious Valley. Get the shimmery going. Yeah. Office voices echoing like airport announcements. Tune my mind to our sand dunes drive, where tires sing on asphalt like the highway saying yes to that UFO valley with the rocket launcher sky, where love is the center of my circle and yellow the color in your eyes. Each day we get to practice what morning seems to preach, deeper than the need for asking why. The more we grasp, the farther it all seems out of reach, but we say yes and do our best to try. In that UFO valley with the rocket launcher sky, where love is the center of my circle and yellow the color in your eyes. Floating in a hot springs pool, we try to count the stars, like adding up wind-blown grains of sand. While satellites arc overhead like distant passing cars, and airplane lights blink green and red as we drift hand in hand down that UFO valley with the rocket launcher sky, where love is the center of my circle and yellow the color in your eyes. Do I share my thoughts with you, or can you read my mind? You seem to know what I think and feel. So look into the future and tell me what you find. If we imagine it together, then we can make it real. In that UFO valley with the rocket launcher sky, where love is the center of my circle and yellow the color in your eyes.
Oh, beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
I think that was the second time we did that. That was good.
I know. You do it too much. You're messing all up.
Working with the pros in the studio.
It's good, man. It's good. Wow.
Whew. Okay. So this next one is more a collaboration where Reverend sent some words to me. And
they were very jumbled.
A lot of, but I keyed on one phrase and then just took that and followed that train and came up with, again, I'm trying to write a song. Yeah. And then just like an hour ago, we sort of rearranged it into this thing.
This was amazing, man, because my blues guru gave me a talking to and he said, hey, man, Freakchild, you got to dial it in, man. You're good, but you got to dial it in. Step it up. Come on, man. I know you're the hippie blues man, but, you know, put on some regular shoes, you know, and a shirt and get to work. And so I said, man, I don't know what to do with this. And he's like, write a song about it. I was like, ooh. So I was like at a loss. So I said to Timmy, I was like, man, I got some ideas and I got some words. So I sent it to him and he said, well, let me see what I could do, man. Like, cause he's got all these different techniques for, he's a wordsmith, man. Timmy is, and it's amazing. And so he came back with this tune and I was like, dude, you are speaking my mind. I mean, it was amazing. So anyway, this is a tune. I guess you titled it as a poem. I still call it Dial It In, but you titled it as
One More Town.
Right.
And, yeah, it can come out as a country western, and we're kind of rearranged it to be a little different tonight. More.
We're trying to get a little hippity hop on it because it's time for Easter. Hey, happy Passover, everybody.
All right.
A little hippity hop on it. That's actually the origin. I don't know if you know. That's where they got the origins for hip hop. Do you know that? It was from the Easter Bunny. Hippity hoppity Easter song.
Okay, one more time. dial it in to that AM station as you motor out of town.
Dial it in
for one more listen to that sad and lonely song.
Dial it in.
Try to live your life with a grin. Dial it in. Step on up. You can't drink from an empty cup. You know you've got to keep searching. You can't seem to stop yearning for love that will never let you down. There's always one more town. Because your heart is breaking, and you knew it wouldn't last long. Dial it in. When you kissed her goodbye, it felt so right, it was wrong. Dial it in. Try to live your life with a grin. Dial it in. Step on up. You can't drink from an empty cup. You know, you've got to keep moving. You can't seem to stop proving. Love will let you down. There's always one more town.
Dial it in.
Yeah.
And this is Cabaret on KGNU. And now you are listening to our live musical guests, Reverend Freakchild and the Angel Headed Hipsters.
And that was Angel Headed Hipsters' Tim Dardis. Local, famous, amazing Boulder poet. And I guess you can get some of the poetry books like online, right, too? I mean,
yeah, I have a Facebook page, an author page, where you can go to Tim Dardis, Road Rash Selected Poems. And if you get in touch with me, my publisher and distributor got married and went on a fishing trip, and I don't think he's come back, so I'm in charge of distributing the literature. So,
all right, well, thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
man.
Reverend.
Oh, my God. Those are more to come, man. We're working on some other tunes. I was working on this tune called Hippie Blues Man Blues, and I got to a little writing block because I think I was looking at myself a little too much. Tim came over and danced me into a whole nother realm. Well, I think we're going to go, where are we going to go?
You got to move.
Well, sometimes you got to go and sometimes you got to move. That's right. When the Lord get ready, you got to move. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Yeah! Yes. Tuesday night, but we're taking you to church. Jimmy's going to do another one for us. I don't know, you know, the Stones, I mean, this is an old traditional tune, but the Stones, I think, attributed it to Reverend Gary Davis and Mississippi Fred McDowell, who is not from Mississippi, is from Tennessee. He used to work at the Kokomo gas station in Mississippi, and I learned Jesus on the Mainland from Zeke, who learned it from him, but that's a whole other story. I can mumble and mumble and mumble and mumble all night long. But Jimmy's going to do a tune called You Gots to Move, and this tune really talks about, it's the fine line between Saturday night and Sunday morning, people, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. When the long year is, you got to
So, you know, it's not Freak Child and blues only. Little spirituals on the side. And I'd like to tell people that I'm making the most of my midlife crisis. I'm studying Tibetan Buddhism over at Naropa University. Boom-ching. Hey, I need some help, dude. These are the jokes. It's not getting any better than this. Anyway.
That's true, right? You are.
I am, actually, yeah. That's not a joke, actually. My life is a joke, but that's the truth, yeah. But, you know, laughter is the best medicine. That's what I heard. So this is a little tune that I kind of reworked. But the idea with these songs of realization, I think, is that you sort of make them your own, you know? So this is a tune about all these forms. And for all of you Tibetan Buddhists out there and scholarly students of the Dharma, this is sort of about a Madhyamaka and this whole Buddha nature and the, you know, question of, you know, a non-self. Not a not-self. Let's not get nihilistic, okay? Let's just, you know, abide in the middle path, you know what I'm saying? Let's abide by means of Prajnaparamita. You know what I'm talking about, Shariputra, don't you? Shariputra, emptiness is form and form is emptiness, you know what I'm saying? Emptiness is no other than form and form is no other than emptiness. Thus, perception and consciousness and samskaras and alaya, vijnanas and all these things. Anyway, this is a tune called All These Forms. If all that heavy-duty stuff is getting to you, I'm telling you, just lay your hands on the radio. If you got any arthritis or rheumatisms or cancers, just lay your hands on the radio and feel the vibe here, people. Okay? Yeah. Yay! All these forms, yeah, appearance emptiness, like a rainbow with a shining glow. We're in the regions of appearance emptiness. Just let go, go where no mind goes. Oh, every sound, oh, is a sound in emptiness. Like the sound of an echo's roll, roll, roll. Oh, in the regions, yeah, sound and emptiness. Well, just let go and go where no mind goes. Come on, Jimmy. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. All in the reaches of bliss and emptiness, just let go and go where no mind goes. Come on, Jimmy. Emptiness, yeah, way beyond that thoughts can know. All in the reaches of appearance emptiness, yeah, just let go, go where no mind goes. Yeah, just let go where no mind goes. Let awareness go and go where no mind goes. Right on, right on.
You talk a little bit?
Talk. Sure, we could talk forever.
Because this is the part of the show on Cabaret that we plug your upcoming tour.
Oh, the tour. Well, I'm going out on the road. Well, it's kind of, you know, speaking of the Buddhism stuff here, it's part wandering retreat. You know, everybody thinks about retreat, you know, now, you know, you go and you sit someplace, you know, and you sit some more, and then maybe you sit some more, and then you sit a little more, and something happens. Or it doesn't happen.
So in other words, you're playing Carnegie Hall.
Well, yeah. Well, I've done that before, but that was with a choir back in the day.
But I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, Avery Fisher Hall, Carnegie Hall, those halls, Town Hall. Used to be a soloist with the New York Metro Mass Choir. And yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It turned into a post 9/11 thing when I was living there in New York.
Oh.
I had a day job at the Ronald McDonald House working, helping cancer kids, raising money, putting on events. And at night, I would don the Reverend Freak Child mask and go out and try to spread joy and love and light throughout the world. But it didn't work out too well in New York. So I came here to Boulder, where it already exists. And people are in touch with their, hey, man, it's cool. So yeah, we did some shows at Carnegie Hall and Avery Fisher Hall, and I got to sing Still Have Joy, which is a great old tune about, you know, just it's a gospel number. And like Muddy Waters says, you know, if you want to know about the blues, you got to get to church. So I went to church, man, and that was tough, but I did it, man, you know.
So I interrupted before about your tour.
Oh, tour, yeah. So yeah. I'm going on the road solo. I was talking about the retreat thing, right? Yeah. And there's this other thing in Tibetan Buddhism about the wandering retreat. You know, you just go out there and see what karmic incarnations like come your way. And last summer, I got all my beep stolen. I was like, mother, weep! Guitars, ukuleles, amplifiers. They stole my clean laundry. Like, come on, man. Anyway, so that came, and that was a nice thing to bring onto the path of awakening. But this summer, I'm going back out again, and I'll actually be back here in Boulder for July 4th. And I think we're going to – did I tell you guys yet? No. July 2nd? Is that a good date? July 2nd, we'll do a – I think we're going to play down at the Laughing Goat on that holiday weekend. I'm going to play all Philip Sousa songs. And the admission price, guess what? $20. No, there's no admission. It's come as you are, and we're just going to have a little party down there. So come on down. That's not for a while, but...
Has Timmy written some lyrics for John Philip Sousa?
Yes.
So we're working on some stuff. No, yeah, we'll do a series of marches now. We'll just do this, I think, the same exact set. So come down and check it out live. But yeah, I'll be on the road this summer, and you can check that out, reverendfreakchild.org. And there's a whole bunch of dates on there. There's a whole bunch of albums, you know, music. If you need some synthonic replications of the amazingness that's happening right here, man, you can check that out and download it or buy it or, you know, possess it in this earthly realm for a while, you know. But it's all going to pass away, man. So just be prepared. I don't mean to be a downer, man. But, you know, death comes as a friend, and that's a debt we all got to pay. Right, Shariputra?
He's not mic'd, so.
He's not mic'd. He doesn't want to say anything.
That's Nolan Kemp on the drums, everybody.
Yeah, Nolan.
Double shot great Jimmy job, on the harmonica. Timmy Dardis reading some poems and amazing songs. And my name is Reverend Freak Child. Thank you so much for having us. I guess we got time for one more or two or?
We got about three more, I'd say. Before we do that, I want to say thank you to the engineers and the.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the bulletproof glass.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Absolutely.
It's George, Jake, and CJ.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. You're making us sound good here.
Want to do a old Reverend Gary Davis tune?
Which one's that?
It's a tune called It's Gonna Be All Right.
That one. Oh, again?
It's an old-timey music blues comedy show.
See, the truth is, the Reverend was looking really, really... His congregation was falling short. And so Nolan and I kind of picked him up off the gutter and... sent them. Come on, you could do this. You could play some music. You could do it.
We can do it, baby.
All right, we'll do some more, right?
All right, if that last tune didn't heal you, this one is bound to do the trick. You know what I'm saying? Just lay your hands on the radio and sing it with us. If you don't know English, this is a good way to start to learn. It goes a little something like this. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Gonna be alright someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe gonna be alright someday. You got that? Alright, everybody out there in Radio Land, you got that? Okay, let's. The first verse, the second verse is a little bit like the first verse. It goes like this. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right someday. Deep heart, do believe gonna be all right someday. All right, everybody. Someday. I think someday's today, isn't it? Or maybe it's just Tuesday. All right, people. Here we go. Let's sing a round out to all of our friends and loved ones. That's easy enough, isn't it? All those people that maybe took care of us when we were younger, take care of us now, or that we take care of. Come on, here we go. Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right someday. In my heart, I do believe gonna be alright someday. Alright, I'm feeling it. Steve, you feeling it? Alright, come on, help us out with this next round. We're gonna sing it to all those neutral people. You know, those other 8 billion people on the planet you've never met. Maybe you've seen a couple pictures of them all on the other side of the world, but man, there's a lot of people out there. Come on, here we go, people. Send it out to everybody. And maybe just, you know, anybody. Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right. Someday.
Yeah.
Deep in my heart, I do believe. Gonna be all right. All right, I'm feeling the vibe, people. You feeling the vibe out there in the Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins area? All right, here we go, people. It's going to get a little more difficult. We got to send one out to the difficult people. Come on now. You might have a boss, or you may be a boss. You know what I mean? Come on now. Let's send it out to them. Everybody needs a little loving. Here we go. Pray for them, people. Come on. Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all
right someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe. Gonna be all right someday. All right, that was pretty good, man. I think we're raising the vibe of the whole planet, man. If not the universe, what do you think, Timmy?
Raising some. Yo.
I think it's going. Timmy.
Coming up.
And the Nolan. We're here. All right, now this is the real tough one, people. I hope you'll help us out in the sound booth there. And Steve, I hope you help us out because this is a tough one to do. We got to send one for our enemies, you know. I'm a Buddhist, so my enemy's my teacher. But here we go. Come on, people. You know, those perceived enemies, those ones that are across the earth or across the street. Come on, here we go. Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right someday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deep in my heart, I do believe. Gonna be all right someday. Yeah. All right, that's feeling good, man. I think old JC and the boys would be proud. Wasn't it them that said in Luke and Matthew to love your enemies, not like them, but love them. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. And you know who needs a little love? You. Let's sing one verse to ourselves. Everybody needs a little self-compassion, you know what I mean? Come on. Here we go. Sing it right to your heart, from your heart. Here we go. All right. Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be alright someday. Yeah. 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 Oh, deep in my heart, I got to believe.
Yeah, baby.
Gonna be alright
someday.
Alright, I'm feeling it.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, let's do one more like we mean it. Three-part harmony? Let's do one for all the people that we might have missed, you know? Maybe some plants and animals, you know, maybe some aliens. You never know. You never know. Here we go. Come on, people. One more time like you mean it. Yeah. Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right.
Gonna be all right
someday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep in my heart, I do all right, people. Yeah, it's going to be all right. It's feeling all right here at KGNU, man. And I hope you, wherever you may be, people, you're feeling all right, too. Can I get an amen?
Amen,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah. Reverend Gary Davis.
Amen.
Well, we're getting to the top of the hour here.
You want more?
Are we taking some calls and playing some albums? No, that's the wrong show.
I think we should give Memphis a shot.
Yeah, that's true. Let's do that because, you know, the late, great, now Chuck Berry, has passed on to the other realm. And we'd like to, honor him, man. I mean, what an amazing dude. I mean, talking about bringing it all together, man. And that was a different time, different place. But a little hillbilly, little blues turned out to be something new called rock and roll. And we're going to do... We tried to work up a version of Roll Over Beethoven, and we had this whole Ninth Symphony thing planned and everything, yeah. And we were going to bring all the musicians in here, yeah. And we were going to pay them all $20, yeah. But we didn't have the budget for that. Yeah. So we decided on a tune called Memphis. Is it Memphis, Tennessee, or just Memphis?
It's Memphis, Tennessee, yeah.
I got the lyrics on my phone here.
We're impromptu. We got to do a little ode to Chuck Berry, though, man. Come on.
I really want to do this. The guy just knocked my socks off. So.
Yeah, and we're doing. I guess we'll do more of the hillbilly blues kind of tip rather than the Jimmy Johnson jazzy, you know, dotted 16th notes, right, Shari Putra? I was about to call you Nolan, but everybody knows your name is Shari Putra. Shari Putra, the consumer. Okay, here we go. What are we doing?
Memphis.
Oh,
Tennessee.
Right, right.
Slower, a little slower. Yeah, that's it. That's better. Long distance inflammation, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I had no place to call. Oh, my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Hey. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who phoned me here in Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, or just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Go ahead. Help me information, there more than I can have. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we pulled apart, cause her mom did not agree, and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye, with hurry home drops on her cheek that trickle from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old, information please, try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
up there enjoying that.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Woo. Again, I want to thank our musical guest, Reverend Freakchild. And Timmy, now, is he just an angel-headed, or is he a hipster, too?
From the perceiver, from the object side, he's an angel-headed hipster, but from the subject side, he is his own luminous being.
That's what I was getting at.
Wow.
Yes, what he said is.
Wow. And so I want to thank you guys for being here on the Cabaret Show. Coming up next here on KGNU is Corriente. And you guys can play us out.
All right.
We have...
Refrigerator. Spontaneous.
Hardware store looking for bread. Ate a mouthful of nails instead. This time no different than the time before. Looking for bread at the hardware store.
Yeah.
Carpet tax, 10 penny roofing too. Mouthful of nails is what I know how to do. Why you keep eating them is anyone's guess. Mouthful of nails is hard to digest.
Hey. Bang, bang, bang.
Mouthful of nails, what's wrong with my head? Went to the hardware store looking for bread. Mouthful of nails is nothing but pain. Again and again and again and again. Anymore, but I keep going back to the hardware store. Maybe it will be different next time if I spend my money at the five and dime.
Yeah,
that's right. Nails.
Got a handful, a mouthful, a belly full of...
Mouthful of nails?
Bang, 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 bang. Banging on the drum. Banging on the nail. Nails, riding the rails. Come on, Jimmy. Thank you for having us. God bless and be well.
Listen in to The Heavy Set on Tuesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight, featuring cutting-edge jazz from the past and present. The program lives in the most adventurous edges of the jazz landscape. Expect free and avant-garde jazz alongside new releases. The Heavy Set, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. to midnight on KGNU.
And thanks again to Reverend Freakchild and the Angel-Headed Hipsters on the Cabaret this evening. It's just before 8 o'clock. You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Corriente.
Temblar. Que se han tumbado, santa tristeza la casa le llene, la tristeza de que le faltan los cheles para educar sus hijos, eso duele. La teta del pueblo la tienen gata, chupando filete con lo que de la gente, machete gilete con tu ley atrasada, machete gilete. Espíritu guerrero, tu pueblo te invoca, endereza el camino, ten hacha, ten tropa, ten
Palenque.